And this final thought on yesterday's vote, it turns out money can't buy you an election. If you need proof, consider Connecticut. Republican Linda McMahon, the former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment, spent close to $50 million trying to win a Connecticut Senate seat. She didn't succeed, but that didn't stop her dropping one last check on a great big party. NPR's Robert Smith was there.
There are two phrases no one wants to hear at an election night party. Your candidate just lost. And
last call for alcohol. Okay.
4 hours after defeat, Republicans were still crowding the 5 fully stocked bars. So who are the last people at a loser's party?
People that are very distraught.
You are not distraught. You're grinning. You have a drink in your hand.
I really am. Well, this is my way of coping.
If you gotta lose, this is the way to do it, with a multimillionaire picking up the check. Linda McMahon did up the Connecticut Convention Center like it was the Republican prom. Balloon arches, a live band, and the food. Fred Kroll and his wife went to town.
They had 5 stations. They were slicing beef and pork and chicken. And
tell me the truth, was it nicer than your wedding?
It was.
You wanna mess with me?
We'll just leave them alone. People don't usually complain when a hostess spends money. But voters in Connecticut say they were turned off by all the spending in this race. When the votes are tallied and the bills are paid, it looks like Linda McMahon will have spent $50 million for about 500,000 votes. That's $100 a person. You know what you can get for $100 a person?
They're serving caviar here. I mean, what?
Wait, where's the caviar? What are you talking about?
It's gone now, but honestly, it was over here before. Caviar.
Tim McCann is one of the last few stragglers at the party. But there is one person who's having a tougher time letting go. Linda McMahon moves through the hall, thanking everyone. She says she's happy about this one last expenditure.
And I love all these folks. It's very nice for them to be here.
So you're willing to party with them into the night?
Oh, for sure.
Good night.
Thank you.
She doesn't leave till 1 in the morning. Robert Smith, NPR News, Hartford, Connecticut.